I'm going to tell you about the Hittites, and the Hittites were in power over much of Anatolia, which is present-day Turkey, and they also extended their power over a lot of the east. The high point of the Hittite Empire was really in the second half of the second millennium BC, and at this point, the Hittites were one of the most powerful empires in the world, and this was what we call the Late Bronze Age. So they reached these unprecedented heights as an empire and then collapsed so completely that they were almost forgotten until the 19th century. So there was a long period in which people knew almost nothing about the Hittites. The Hittites were known as the people of a thousand gods. This is because they incorporated foreign gods into their pantheon when they conquered new peoples. So instead of dominating, they integrated. And this led to this sense of the Hittite landscape as animated by thousands of deities. And we see some of those here in this case. You can see just how alive these animals are. So very skilled metalworking people. The Hittites were also responsible for the first treaties between enemies. And one of those famous treaties is the Treaty of Kadesh with Egypt, which there's a copy of this treaty hanging up at the UN, so it gives you an idea of the kind of legacy the Hittites have left.